There are some voices that stand out more than others. How many gatherings have we been at where one bellowing, huge voice takes charge of a room to get everybody's attention? The volume stands out. Or somebody hears the voice of a loved one and that person lights up. The person behind the voice stands out. There are some voices that stand out more than others for each of us. Parents' voices, children's voices, lovers' voices, spouses' voices. Some voices stand out more than others for each of us. Well, there are two voices that should stand out distinctly for each one of us. The voice of the Good Shepherd and the voice of the thief. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd in our gospel today. He explains how the sheep recognize the shepherd who is theirs, the one out for their good. The setting Jesus imagines is a huge enclosure surrounded by a low stone wall out in the wilderness at night, where several shepherds can herd their sheep together. In the morning, a shepherd sorts his sheep out by calling them through the sheep gate. Each sheep follows the correct shepherd's voice. That's such a good analogy for us. Can we distinguish the voice of Jesus Christ, our good shepherd? Are we convinced that he is out for our good? Are we in the depth of our being accustomed to the sound and the content of the voice of our good shepherd? Jesus, carrying out the mission of his heavenly Father, pouring his Holy Spirit into us, is the good shepherd par excellence. There's nobody else in all of reality who desires our good more deeply than Jesus Christ. His voice has to be the number one voice, standing above all others in the life of each one of us. Do we listen for Jesus' voice in prayer and in the tradition and teachings of his church? In the scriptures, in the words of those who have responsibility over us, in the words of wise friends of good character. Jesus' voice is the number one voice. Jesus says he is the one who came that we might have life and have it abundantly. He's the good shepherd driving us out, leading us, all by use of the voice. Can we distinguish Jesus' voice? Whose is the other voice to distinguish? It's the voice of the thief. Jesus says the thief comes only to kill, to steal, to destroy. That thief, of course, is the devil. We are foolish if we do not take Jesus seriously about the devil's intentions. The devil wants to steal our souls, to kill us, and to destroy us, each one of us. Good luck to the person in battle who claims there is no enemy. We are in battle, and the devil is our greatest enemy. The devil seeks to ruin us first by evil thoughts, then by getting us to assent to those thoughts, to give in to those thoughts. Then by trying to get us to act on those thoughts once we have given in to them. Remember St. Paul saying, take every thought captive to Christ. It starts with thoughts. Thoughts eventually lead to action. It's an evil voice that leads to evil thoughts. Taking thoughts captive to Christ means discerning those thoughts that are not holy, and not allowing those thoughts to influence our behavior. Whose voice is behind the thought, we should ask. Are there ways that we have allowed the devil to speak to us? Sitting in front of raunchy, uncontrolled television shows for hours on end, for example. Or going to internet sites that shape our thoughts wickedly. Or spending too much time with people who do not speak a wholesome and holy language. All of these can be instruments of the devil's own voice, instruments of the devil's own plan to steal our souls, to kill and destroy us by leading us to evil actions. What happens to the soul that allows the devil to speak to him or her with no censoring? We simply have to censor what gets into our minds. It's a matter of life or death, actually. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is always speaking to us, always calling us to fullness of life in Him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are we always seeking to grow more accustomed to His voice? Are we savoring the content of Jesus' words so that they transform us? Are we availing ourselves of His voice? As we encounter the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, here in Holy Mass, let's tell Him that we want to hear Him more clearly in the depth of our heart than we have ever heard Him before.